want you to be a slave from birth to grave. The banksters own the Federal Reserve. It's private. They own it. It's neither federal nor a reserve. The cashers make that fiat funny money stuff you call dollars for 2 pennies. They lend it back to us at 4 pennies.
Oh, got to start over. Found a pregnant Chad. Can't, you know, got to recount here. Got to do it again, folks. Oops, we skipped a beat, folks, and every beat must be counted. I mean, we can't let it go like this. Nope, unsatisfactory. There's a hanging arpeggio in there, and, you know, got to do it again. Just gotta do it again.
Never in human history has so few taken so much from so many as America's Illuminati in the world.
You know, if we get through this, folks, we've got to have an automatic replay, since there's always already been a challenge to the veracity of the CD player. And, of course, we'll have to do a re-CD play. I'm sorry, but that's the way it goes. Stay tuned. You know, we may have a broadcast one of these days. I don't know when it's going to be because, you know, we got to take care of these discrepancies. And every note must be counted. Every single note.
You to be a slave from birth to grave. The banksters own the Federal Reserve. It's private. They own it. It's neither federal nor a reserve. The cashers make that fiat funny money stuff you call dollars for 2 pennies. They lend it back to us at full face value, then charge you interest. You get the debt. They get the interest. They get the gold. You get the shaft.
Oh, sorry, folks. We had some ballot discrepancies there. Some of those notes were counted 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7, you know, 7 times. I think there must be some Democrats in this CD player here. Well, we'll see if we can get through this, folks. Maybe one of these days we'll have an episode of the Hour of the Time. I'm not quite sure when that will be. You know, after this is all over, we have to have, this CD certified. And once it's certified, then somebody can, you know, it might be contested. Who knows?
Illuminati and the warlords of Wall Street and Washington. In just 8 years, these banksters and international government gangsters took us from the greatest creditor nation to the largest debtor nation on earth. Our standard of living has dropped like a rock for 4 out of every 5 Americans. They have foreclosed on our homes, our farms, our factories. They've extorted your jobs and surrendered our arms.
They want. And you know, after this is all over, that is assuming that we ever get to the end. We have to count the absentee notes. That is, the notes that were included in the original composition, but didn't quite make it to the final cut.
The Illuminati. Everybody wants you to be a slave from birth to grave. The banksters own the Federal Reserve. It's private. They own it. It's neither federal nor reserve. The cash is precious, make that fiat, and that makes just precious, funny money stuff you call dollars for two.
Sorry, folks, but, you know, we had a whole lot of notes that were inadvertently just recounted several different times, and so we got to go back and start over. That's all I can do. You know, that's the rule, you know. Every note has to be counted. And it can only be counted once.
Welcome to the new world order.
Never in human history has so few taken so much from so many as America's Illuminati and their warlords of Wall Street and Washington. In just 8 years,
and
international government gangsters,
if we can get through these next A-bars, I will accept whatever notes have been counted by that time. I promise, no matter the outcome, once these next, I guess it's 6 bars now, are counted, I will accept whatever notes have been counted as the final note count.
The Illuminati wants you to be a slave from birth to grave. The banksters own the Federal Reserve. It's private. They own it. It's neither federal nor reserve. The cash is made that fiat funny money stuff you call dollars for 2 pennies. They lend it back.
Well, that's it. That's 8 bars. You cannot do that because every note was not counted, and we must recount. We must go back and recount every note because we must make sure that every note is counted. You said after these 8 bars, you know, whatever notes were counted in those 8 bars, you would accept it. You didn't hear a few notes that apparently were not counted in that selection, and we have to count every vote. So we have to go back, or I'm going to take it to the supreme musician.
Never in human history has so few taken so much from so many as America's Illuminati.
You know, I'm getting tired of this. I'm begging you, people. You got to vote for this guy. You just got to vote for this guy. Look.
To the largest debtor nation on earth. Our standard of living has dropped like a rock for 4 out of every 5 Americans.
I'm sorry, that's a vote. I mean a note. We got to vote for the note.
And surrendered our arms. A new world order. A new world order.
We skipped 2 half notes and a quarter bar there. And I think it should have been... Well, they're telling me it should have been in the key of G, and they're telling me it isn't, but, you know, I think that's exactly what it is, but it's being contested now, and there's people in here that, you know, they're raising a ruckus about this key of G business, so we're going back, and we're going to try it again.
Never in human history has so few taken so much from so many as America's Illuminati and their warlords of Wall Street and Washington. In just 8 years, these banksters and international government gangsters took us from the greatest creditor nation to the largest debtor nation on Earth. Our standard of living has dropped like a rock.
Well, folks, we should have had a broadcast by now, but apparently, the note whore, I mean Al Gore. actually, it's the note whore. It's Al Gore. I don't know who the hell it is, but he's insisting upon a recount of all the notes. And until we get a complete recount of all the notes, then we can't go on and have a broadcast. So, if you're looking for something to listen to, I suggest you go to another country because we may never have a broadcast in this one.
The Illuminati want you to be a slave from birth to grave. The banksters own the Federal Reserve. It's private. They own it. It's neither federal nor reserve.
Some Democrats snuck into the note count room. Darn, I wish somebody locked the door. Will you please lock the door?
Never in human history has so few taken so much from so many as America's Illuminati and their warlords of Wall Street and Washington. In just 8 years, these banksters and international government gangsters took us from the greatest creditor nation to the largest debtor nation on Earth. Our standard of living has dropped like a rock for 4 out of every 5 Americans. They have foreclosed on our homes, our farms, our factories. They've exported your jobs and surrendered our arms.
Folks, I hate to tell you this, but somebody just came in. They found 14 words from the lyrics in the trunk of a Democrat car outside the studios. And I hate to tell you this, but we got to start the count all over again because these words from the lyrics weren't counted.
Never in human history has so few taken so much from so many as America's Illuminati and their warlords of Wall Street and Washington. In just 8 years, these banksters and international government gangsters took us from the greatest creditor nation to the largest debtor nation on Earth. Our standard of living has dropped like a rock for 4 out of every 5 Americans. They have foreclosed on our homes, our farms, our factories. They've exported your jobs and surrendered our arms.
Well, we got to go back to that one bar, folks. Note whore has just got an order from the Musicians Union to recount that one bar. Just that one bar. We got to go back and recount that one bar. So hold on. We got to obey the orders of the Musicians Union.
It's night
is that the bar? No, that's not the bar.
The banksters on the Federal Reserve.
That's it. Right.
They own it.
We dropped the note.
They own it. Who's on the Federal Reserve? It's trade. The banksters on the Federal Reserve. It's private. They own it. It's neither federal nor reserve. The cash is made that.
Okay. Did you guys get it? Any challenges? Oh, you got one challenge? Okay. Got to go back. Got to go back. Look at the chat, folks.
Dollars for two. Just make that fiat. Neither federal nor reserve is private. The banksters own the Federal Reserve. It's private. They own it. It's not.
Okay, did you get that, Chad? Is there a hole? No, it's a dimple. Well, you know, we're not on any orders to count dimples. We're supposed to count notes. Well, I'm sorry. Well, go back to court then. Go on. Go get your order to count the dimples. We're counting notes, man. Until you get an order for the musicians union, we're going to count notes. We ain't counting no dimples.
I just want to go home. I've been here counting notes forever. And, you know, I'm getting sick of this.
What's that? You got a court order to count the dimples? Oh, no! Sorry, folks. We got to go back and count the dimples. Count the dimples, you know, on the music paper that might have been notes, but maybe weren't. You know, maybe the composer meant for them to be notes, but nobody's sure. But there's been a challenge, and they went to court and said, we got to go back and count the dimples on the music paper because there's just a possibility the composer meant to put a note there. So here we go. You know, be patient. We may have a broadcast, you know. We got to get this done by December the 12th, you know. Here we go. Going back to count the dimples.
Four out of every five Americans on earth. These banksters, in just the world's many, has so few. Never in human.
Okay, you guys ready? Are y'all watching? They've got the music paper in your hands.
In just 8 years.
Remember, the camera is on you, watching you, watching your every move. I saw three cats hit the floor. Three chads hit the floor. No. Three chads hit the floor. Pick them up. Find the ballot. Put them back. We're going back. Count these notes all over again. What I want to know is, what are we going to do if a pregnant chad gives birth right in the middle of this process? Then we have to go back and recount all over again because there's a new baby chad? Or Jerry.
Never in human history has so few taken so much from so many as America's Illuminati and their warlords of Wall Street and Washington. In just 8 years, these banksters and international government gangsters took us from the greatest creditor nation to the largest debtor nation on earth. Our standard of living has dropped like a rock for four out of every five Americans. They have foreclosed on our homes, our farms, our factories. They've exported your jobs and surrendered our arms.
They want
a new world order. A new world order. A new world order. The Illuminati wants you to be a slave from birth to grave. The banksters own the Federal Reserve. It's private. They own it. It's neither federal nor reserve. The cashiers make that.
Folks, we got to skip ahead in the count now because the Texas push, you know, the hit rush. Well, he claims, and you know, he's got a garden. They said we've already counted these notes 50 times. So we gotta jump ahead here, and because we can't count them again because we're gonna get in trouble. So we're gonna jump ahead here a little bit because the, you know, the Texas hip push, you know, that's, you know, really on top of the music thing and thinks we ought to be at the top of the charts already, even though everybody hasn't heard the whole damn tune. We gotta jump ahead. So here we go. We're jumping ahead. He doesn't want us to count these votes again. I mean these notes. Man, I gotta tell you. This is absolutely the most amazing thing I've ever seen. I don't know where we're at now, but here we go. It's up in the air. Oh, no. Don't tell me Note Whore's in the studio. Hey, Note Whore, get out of this. Please get out of the studio. We're counting these things, you know. We're counting every note we can find. We counted some of them, you know, 20, 40 times, I guess. What do you want? What? You want them to count as 426 times? Hey, Note, somebody get Note Whore out of the studio. And get this Texas hit push out of here, too. You know? We can't get to the top of the we can't push this to number one unless we know how many notes are in it. I mean, that's just the way it goes.
International government gangsters from the greatest creditor nation to the largest debtor nation on earth. Our standard of living is
I don't like this music.
Four out of every five Americans. They have foreclosed on our homes, our farms, our factories. They've extorted your jobs and surrendered our arms.
They want you.
Of all the precincts of all the world, he had to come into mine. Play it again, Sam.
Recount.
Glad you could make it.
That's one notey wody. For Note Whore. That's two notey woties for Note Whore.
Never in human history.
What's that you say?
Taken so much from so many.
You have a notey wody for the Texas hip push. Let me see that note. Let me see that. No. Disallowed. I can't see any sunshine through that dimple.
Our standard of living is
what's that you say?
No.
Let me see this. Oh, look at this. Watch, there's a hanging chad. Let me just flick it off. Oh, it's gone. Oh, this is a note. This is a note for the Note Whore. Yes, it is. That's three notey woties for the Note Whore. Four. That's four notey woties for the Note Whore.
The Illuminati wants you to be a slave from birth to grave.
That's
the bank
five notey woties for the Note Whore.
They own it. It's neither federal nor is
the Note Whore's going to win this one. No matter what it takes, I'm going to make sure of that. I'm counting the votes. Note Whore's going
to
win.
They lend it back to us at four.
Don't tell anybody.
They charge you interest. Do you get the debt? They get the interest. They get the gold. You get the shell.
Well, I just want to make sure that every note is counted. And when this count is done, I promise I will abide by whatever.
Never in human history has so few taken so much from so many as America's Illuminati and their warlords of Wall Street and Washington. In just 8 years, these banksters and international government gangsters took us from the greatest creditor nation to the largest debtor nation on Earth. Our standard of living has dropped like a rock for 4 out of every 5 Americans. They have foreclosed on our homes, our farms, our factories. They've exported your jobs and surrendered our arms.
They want it.
You to be a slave from birth to grave. The banksters own the Federal Reserve. It's private.
You can't have no coffee break. Count them. Count them notes, boy. Count them notes.
Cash has made that.
Where you going?
Funny money stuff. You call dollars.
Get back here.
They lend it back to us.
What you mean? Fine. No cash to punch out.
I tell you what, Miss Foreman.
You get over here. I'll show you how to punch in cash out.
Yeah. Now you look through here. See on this sheet of music right here? You see that note right there? Says no coin. That's the one you gotta punch. Yeah. That's every time, baby. Every time, baby. You just poke that little note right there. We're gonna be the end. No matter how long it takes, no matter how often we gotta recount these votes, no matter what we gotta do, we're gonna win this election. Somehow. No, you can't have nothing to eat. You can't go no place, you can't sleep. We got notes to carry.
CFR controls the CIA, the FBI, the ATF, and the FDA. They don't give a damn about the POW and the MIA. Hillary, Billary, Hitler, Marx, and Mao. They want a new world order. They want it all. And they want it now.
Let's skip the quarter rest. The commissioner said we gotta start again, folks.
It's not my fault. I'm doing my best to keep them straight. They won't listen to me. They keep shooting spitwads at me. I pick up the spitwads and there's just a whole bunch of chads all wadded up. It's wet. Somebody spit all over them and shot them at me.
Has so few taken so much from so many as America's Illuminati and their warlords of Wall Street and Washington. In just 8 years, these banksters and international government gangsters took us from the greatest creditor nation to the largest debtor nation on Earth. Our standard of living has dropped like a rock for 4 out of every 5
ring, ring.
They
ring, ring.
On our homes, our farms, our factories.
Hello,
they've exported your jobs and defended our arms.
Is this Chad?
Yeah, baby.
How you hanging, Chad?
Come on over, baby. And give it a look.
The Illuminati wants you to be a slave from birth to grave. The banksters own the Federal Reserve. It's private. They own it. It's neither federal nor a reserve. The cashers make that fiat funny money stuff you call dollars for two pennies. They lend it back to us at full face value. Then charge you interest. Do you get the debt?
Well, I think it's all about the procedure and the law. And I think we need to escalate this. We're going to have a transition period. And we're going to take this tune from number 237 and a half all the way up to number one. And I have set a transition team to make sure that is set in place right now. And even though the record companies and the radio stations won't play the record and won't give us any money, we've got a team of commandos that are going to put us, right up there in that number one slot. So, stay tuned.
Billy.
Yes, Chad.
Billy.
Yes, Chad.
Billy, I've got something to tell you.
Yes, Chad.
Billy, I'm pregnant.
I can't have no baby, Chad.
You know, we're note whores getting all these new notes. It's from the pregnant Chad.
Has so few taken so much from so many, as America's Illuminati and their warlords of Wall Street.
And I gotta tell you, if this continues, every pregnant Chad on the whole musical score is gonna give birth. And no whore is gonna win. But don't miss me, folks. Just stick around. What is supposed to be the hour of the time?
Well, we're trying to get there. We just gotta get through this note count. If we get through this note count, we might have an hour. Time. Until then, we got so many hours and so much time. I don't know what's going on, but we're all spending all counting the notes.
The Illuminati wants you to be a slave.
You don't really believe everybody thinks we can go the whole count, do you?
Well, we gotta count all these notes, man.
Yeah, but sooner or later, we gotta feel the broadcast here. The whole world is waiting for this broadcast. The hour of the time. Well, it don't matter, until we count all these notes. We can't, there ain't no broadcast. There ain't no hour. We don't know who it is. It could be anybody. Well, what the hell, what's the outcome of it? Well, we're voting on, studio managers. Those studio managers are going to pick who's going to do the broadcast. That's what it's all about, man. Don't you know that? Get that thing out of your mouth, boy. What are you doing smoking that funny weed in the middle of a note count? Hey, man, don't tell me we ain't voting on funny. We voting on an hour of the time, guy dude that's going to vote on who's going to do that show. Ain't that true?
Well, maybe true, but,
we running out of time, I don't know. If we don't have this done by 12 minutes till the hour, our votes ain't going to count. There ain't going to be no hour of the time. I'm sure.
FBI controls the CIA, the FBI, the ATF, and the FDA. They don't give a damn about the POW and the MIA. Hillary, Billary, Hitler, Marx, and Mao.
Yeah, we got a newsflash, folks.
They want it all.
We got a newsflash. Texas hit pushers, you know, number two guy, just slipped his metronome and it stopped ticking. And so they took him to the music store to have it repaired. He should be fine. You know, they're saying that there's nothing really wrong. And, you know, none of the gears are slipped and the spring's not busted. So, you know, stay tuned. We'll let you know what's going on.
They want you under their thumb. Under their control. A new world order. A new world order. A new world order.
Up, up. Somebody counted. Somebody counted them. Somebody counted notes 3-4 times again. I told you to. Who put them in the wrong file? Somebody put them in the wrong. I know it's you. It's you. What's your name?
Note whore. Note. What's note whore doing in here? Note whore's. He not supposed to be in here where we're counting the notes. Get that note whore out of here, man.
Darn. Next thing you know, Fidel Castro will be eating a chicken.
Never in human history has so few taken so much from so many as America's Illuminati and their warlords of Wall Street and Washington. In just 8 years, these banksters and international government gangsters took us from the greatest creditor nation to the largest debtor nation on earth. Our standard of living has dropped like a rock for 4 out of every 5 Americans.
Welcome to Foul Ball! I'm here to tell you what's going on with this election. And you gotta listen to me because nobody else can talk. And we got a guest here. It's the guy that's supervising the vote count.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Chris Matthews.
Shut up! Don't talk! You're not allowed to talk during my Foul Ball program! I'll tell you what, you know, that's all there is to it! That's it! I'm off! I'm going skating with the next guest, who's a pretty girl that I like to hit on all the time! Bye!
The banksters own the Federal Reserve. It's private. They own it. It's neither federal nor reserve. The bankers make that money. They look back to us at cruel business value. They charge you interest to your project. They give you interest.
I gotta quit. And I'm 98 years old and I've been counting these ballots for the last 500 hours and I just quit. I'm leaving and I'm taking my vote tally with me and I ain't telling you what the numbers are. I can't do this anymore. I'm too old. I'm 98 and I'm leaving. Bye!
It is a big idea. It is a big idea.
Oh, we had to start the vote count all over, the note count all over, folks, because somebody came up with a big idea.
Can't take it anymore.
Glad you could make it. Welcome to new world order. Never in human history have so few taken so much from so many as America's Illuminati and their warlords of Wall Street and Washington. In just 8 years, these banksters and international government gangsters took us from the greatest creditor nation to the largest debtor nation on earth. Our standard of living has dropped like a rock for 4 out of every 5 Americans. They have foreclosed on our homes, our farms, our factories. They've exported your jobs and surrendered our arms.
They want it.
A new world order.
Just Just got an order from the Supreme Court. We have to do an ear count, folks. So hang on. Here we go. I don't know. False start. I don't know how long this ear count's going to last, but we got to go. We got a deadline to meet, so.
Here we go. This is the first ear count.
Let me see now. That's one airy dairy. Oh, that's two airy dairies. Oh, that's three airy dairies.
Hey, what are you doing?
Well, I'm counting the ears of all the people in here
that we're counting. That we're counting the notes because we're supposed to do an ear count.
Excuse me. Would you follow me? Come over here. Sit down right there. Sit down. Put your hands in your arms. Close your eyes.
Out of every five Americans.
And shut up!
Our homes, our farms, our factories, they've exploited your jobs and surrendered our arms.
Deadline. We hit the deadline. We can't go any farther because we hit the deadline. And we were told we can't count the notes past this deadline. So we're going to take a public poll and find out what the public thinks about all of this. 520-333-4578. Remember, your poll counts now, and we're going to put it on the air, and that's going to be one of the weapons in the popularity contest to try to get Vote Whore or Texas Hit Rush elected. So you've got a chance to put your output or your input or your side put or whatever put you want to put right now. 520-333-4578 is the number. So come and put your whatever it is into the poll, and let's get the will of the sheeple, the will of the people. Let's, because that's what really counts. We got to make sure that every vote counts, and every will counts, and every people counts, and every sheeple counts, and that's what this is really all about. So 520-333-4578 is the number. Want to hear from you right now. Good evening, you're on the air.
Good evening, Mr. Cooper. Ed from Connecticut.
Hello, Ed.
I have a suspicion that they want to wait long enough so that maybe some of them pregnant chads can be delivered of baby gores.
Yeah, you think so, huh?
Yeah.
Well, if they get enough pregnant chads and they wait long enough and that incubation period transpires, shows up, expires, goes overboard, and, eliminates, then there's going to definitely be some baby chads born, and they're going to have note whore written right across their forehead.
Right.
How about that?
The mark of the beast.
Well, what do you think about all this? Do you think we ought to keep counting notes?
Nope.
Well, what is your basis for this? I mean, all the notes haven't been counted. I mean, that's obvious. Note boards yelling up and down and screaming and hollering, and we never did get to the end of it, did we?
No.
Well, how can we get to the end of it and count all the notes if the deadline's expired and you guys don't want us to count them?
Well, what can I tell you? Hey, Chris Kennard?
Chris who?
Chris Kennard.
Is he a note counter?
Oh, I don't know, but I tell you, he uses the same music on his program out of L.A.
Well, then he stole it, because it was made for this broadcast by my good friends Anthony J. Hilder and Evan Sweetwater.
Well, I heard it on a little station out of Georgia.
That's okay.
WFM.
Doesn't matter. Everybody in the world who pretends to be patriot or conservative radio has stolen, adopted, are out-and-out plagiarized everything that I have done over the years that established the foundation of Patriot Radio, because, my friend, I was the first and only one in the beginning.
I know how you feel. I've had the same thing stolen from me. But nothing is anywhere near as important as what you have. Now, Speaking of things, I have one question for you.
Well, hurry up.
Have you heard?
I see the lawyer. I see the lawyers coming.
Have you heard anything from members of the armed forces about having received a ballot or some sort of a form to be filled out regarding the recipient's willingness to fire upon American citizens?
Yeah, you've been listening to Alex Jones, haven't you?
No, well, I have.
Yeah, I knew it.
Okay,
here they are. They served me papers. We gotta, I can't help it.
Have you heard
anything? We gotta do another count. I think I'm going to join the French Foreign Voter Legion.
Has so few taken so much from so many, as America's Illuminati and their warlords of Wall Street and Washington. In just 8 years, these bankers.
Oh, you guys got a court order to halt the count. We can't count any more notes. I mean, it's right here in front of us. It looks like Texas hit push got a court order to stop everything right in its tracks. 520-333-4578. We're going to continue our poll now, if we can. I don't know. Poll's getting slippery. I mean, it's really getting slippery. Try climbing the pole and see what happens. 520-333-4578 is the number. And, who knows what's going to happen right now? We've got a court order in our hand that says we can't count any more notes, even though we never finished counting the first notes and the second notes and the third notes, and most of the notes have been counted, I guess, by this time, about 24 or 30 times. We just got an order. We can't count the rest of the notes because there are no notes. And that's what this says. It says no notes. That means the original, when we originally played the notes, and we kicked it back to the beginning, those notes weren't counted because they were no notes. In other words, no notes were on the page that could be played by the musicians, and therefore, somebody, the original composer, I don't know who the hell it was, didn't put the notes on the page in the right place, and so we can't use them. So, Texas Hit Push, who's trying to get this, up to number one status here, and is trying to, play it on all the radio stations and get it, on the charts, the hit parade and all that kind of stuff. He just got a court order that says stop counting the notes. 520-333-4578 is the number. We're going to take your poll now. If you got a poll to give us, we just had a poll from one of the last noters, and that noter said he didn't want to count anymore. Well, what's your opinion? I know we got a lot of noters out there. Some of you are vote whore, note whore noters, and some of you are Texas hit push noters, and some of you are no noters, and some of you are Buchanan noters, and some of you are the Raider noters, and you didn't get your way. So, but you got to be rooting for one of these two, because one of them is gonna, is gonna take over the airwaves and push this chart right up to the obnoxious level. And when that happens, you're going to be one of the recipients of a pain in the ear, or a pain in the arse, whichever comes first. So we want to take your, we want to hear what you got to think about this. 520-333-4578 is the number. And if you haven't got the guts to call, then you probably didn't have the guts to vote. And if you don't know how to push the numbers in your telephone, you probably didn't know where to find the note. And that's all it is, because if you couldn't find the note, you couldn't poke the note. And if you didn't poke the note, the Chad couldn't get pregnant. And if the Chad didn't get pregnant, then by golly, we couldn't have an extra vote whore note, a note whore note or vote or something like. I'm getting confused now because it's gone way past the time. 520-333-4570. You're all probably sitting out there saying, what the hell is going on? Well, I'll tell you what's going on. We're counting notes, man. Don't you know? Don't you know we're counting notes and every note's got to count? We got to count every note and every note's got to count. When every note's counted, then everybody's going to abide by the count and everybody's going to make sure, you know, that they go with it. Good evening on the air.
Yeah, I'm Mr. Cooper.
Hi.
I'll tell you what, I'm so sick of this. I didn't even hear the count or whatever is going on today, but I've got a suggestion. We should give Al Gore a truckload of ballots and get him a warehouse.
You mean note whore, don't you?
Huh?
Aren't you talking about note whore?
What's that?
Note whore. Aren't you talking about note whore? We're counting notes here.
Oh.
Are you counting about note whore? Or who are you talking about?
Oh, well, whatever they're calling it.
I never heard this Al Gore feller. I heard the note whore.
Okay, I'm having a hard time tonight hearing your radio. I got the problem with mine here.
Well, I'm sorry about that. You know, they're probably blanking it out. Probably got the whole NSA and the CIA and the FBI and the ONI and AFOSI and everybody all at their jamming stations.
Oh, no, it's not. It's just my radio.
Stop this broadcast. Oh, it's just your
radio. Yeah, just my radio. I'm having a hard time between the batteries and the electrical part, but anyway.
You mean you're paranoid?
No.
Well, if it's just your radio, you must be paranoid. Why would they just be picking on just your radio?
Well, it's not. It's a mechanical problem. it's messed up here, and I've been trying to fix it. But anyway.
I love this. We got to do this more often.
Well, I tell you what.
Okay, Virginia. Tell me anything.
Well, I understand.
Hit me again.
I just was wondering.
Slap me upside the nose.
Where are we today right now?
Poke me in the eye. Go ahead.
No, are we, are they finished with the counting yet?
Nope. In fact, we're going to do another count right now. And we got to, you know, I'm sorry, folks, but, you know, we just got another court order from vote whore, note whore, saying the stay of execution of the stay of execution of the stay of the note counting. So we're good. We're going to count them again. Here goes.
A new world order.
Let me see. That's one notey voting for Texas hit push. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, my job's done. I guess I can go. I counted one for Texas hit push. I guess my job's over. I got this piece of paper that says that's my quota for the evening. Oh boy, you guys counting no cards, folks. You guys stay here forever. I get to go home. Oh man, I can't stand it. I love it. See y'all later. I'm out of here.
You get the job. There was his
a new world order. A new world order.
A new world order. Now, folks, we got a protester trying to break down the door, wants to get in here. Calling us cheats. Hey, protester, are you there? Hello? Anybody there? Anybody there? Hey. Nobody's there. Guess another chicken plucker on the telephone. Tried to break the door down without an invitation. Called us cheats. Called us cheats and liars. Said we was punching out dimples and chads and getting ballots pregnant and all kinds of stuff. I don't know who the hell he was. But you know what? Well, we stuck a microphone up his nose. He wouldn't even snort.
The IDATF and the FDA, they don't give a damn about the POW and the MIA. Hillary, Bill,
chicken plucker.
Marks and Mao. They want a new world order. They want it all. And they want it now. This Illuminati imports the dope. They create the chaos. String us up. Crush our hope.
I used to have a coach. He used to tell me, son, if you can't play the game, stay the hell off the course.
They want to vaccinate your child and give them the mark. They want to eliminate you and keep you in the dark. They want you to pay for it with plastic, surrender your soul.
Well, unfortunately, we didn't get all the notes counted in time to have a broadcast. So there was no broadcast tonight. The hour's done. There may never be. There may never again be a broadcast the hour of the time because the notes have not all been counted. And of course, they've all got to be counted by December the 12th. If they're not counted by December the 12th, there won't be any hour of the time. You know why? Because we won't have the necessary electors to keep us on the air. That's the way it goes, maybe less. So, you know, we're going to count right up to the end of tonight's allotted time, and we're going to hope the court gives us some more time tomorrow night. If the court will give us some more time tomorrow night, we're going to continue this note count. Until then, good night. God bless each and every single one of you. Good night, Andy Quinn Allison. I love you. You've been listening to what was supposed to be, but never was, the hour of the time, with yours truly, William Cooper, who never broadcast anything tonight. But, you know, who was billed as the most dangerous radio host in America by William Jefferson Clinton, his honor, his self. And now, folks, you know why.
Get back to counting them notes. What's the matter with you guys?
Classic radio, like you always wished it to be. Genius on the airwaves. Never hear anything like this on the Excellence in Broadcasting Network. You know why?
Never in human history.
No guts, that's why. Don't miss tomorrow night. Continuation of the note count.
These gangsters and international government gangsters took us from the greatest creditor nation to the largest debtor nation on earth. Our standard of living has dropped like a rock for 4 out of every 5 Americans.
And you better hope you recorded this broadcast because it's another classic edition of the Hour of the Time.
And surrendered our
we'll go down in history of the very sense of political commentary in the whole wide world.
The Illuminati wants you to be a slave from birth to grave. The banksters own the Federal Reserve. It's private. They own it.
You know why I'm not like you folks? I refuse to set this microphone in front of the couch. Instead, I come all the way to the studio, which requires effort, requires exercise, and I sit on a stool without a padding. Something that most of you could never do in your entire life.
They get the interest. They get the gold.
You get the show.
You're listening to 101.1 FM Eager, classic radio like you always wished it could be. Stay tuned now for all oldies, most of the time. Only the very best of the very best music of all the genres, of all the generations gone by, without interruption, right here on 101.1 FM Eager.